Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. It's a Friday, a football Friday slash Warriors Friday, because they are taking on the Memphis Grizzlies today at home at the house before they head to L.A. for a quick road trip, quick road game to L.A. to take on the Clippers. They'll probably fly out Sunday and get there that day. 45-minute flight to L.A., of course, and then they'll take on the Clippers Monday night at the new Intuit Dome at 7:30 p.m. They still do 7:30 starts down there in L.A., so it'll be a late night for your boy on Warriors pre- and post-game live. But Warriors taking on the Grizzlies. They're 9-2. No D'Anthony Melton. But good morning to everybody out there. Before we get started with this exercise, everybody getting off the graveyard shift. Let me shout out to the overnight dancers this week, because business probably hasn't. Oh, Clay Day was Tuesday night. Maybe business was great that
day. It is the season of giving, Bonte.
You're so good.
There you go.
You're so good.
that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
No, you're not going to sugarcoat it at all. all the graveyard shift workers, all the truck drivers, firefighters, muni drivers, you name it, the Spadonis, the Lovemans, the Hills.
The teachers out there, too. Midterm season.
Shasky, who called in sick today on the Friday.
Sore throat.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's certain injuries, kind of like, it is funny in radio. It's similar to like when a pitcher has a blister. It's like, really, you're getting paid $40 million a year and you have a hangnail on your pinky and you can't pitch? Joe Shasky is a sore throat. But in the radio business, that might as well be a sprained MCL. Shout out to D'Anthony Melton.
I wonder if Matt Nahiga called him to check his voice. Hey, let me hear you talk.
Coach, I can't talk.
That sounds so really worried. Context. I want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I need you to talk to me.
The little one was up all night last night.
Prove it to me. Prove it to me right now.
Coach, I just can't do it.
On a level of Doc Rivers to Trent Baalke, where are you at, Joe, when it comes to your raspiness in your voice?
Do you need lotion? Is your voice ashy? I said, somebody on Twitter said, I can't get it out of my head. I said, man, Doc Rivers talks like he needs lotion. Voice out ashy, man. Damn.
Shout out Juergens.
Oh, shout out Juergens. Hey, man. Shasky just wanted a three-day weekend, huh? That's what it was?
Is he off Monday, too?
Oh, he's off Monday. Yes. Oh, he stretched it.
Stretch four.
Oh, that is genius.
He's got to recover from LJ's first haircut. You know?
That is genius. Oh, that son of a gun. Oh, Shasky, man. You think you're slick? You think you're slick?
I am slippery.
Oh, somebody check.
Isn't slick.
Hey, I got the streets watching now. Somebody text me if you see Shasky at the Reardon game, or if you see him at SI tonight, watching the St. Ignatius Wildcats. Oh, we're on Shasky watch.
Well, this is the thing with the sore throat, though. We'll get back to the Warriors.
The house?
And not, yes.
Oh, you can leave the house.
If it's not strep, then it's just he just needs to rest the vocal cords and he's fine.
Just wear a mask.
Yeah.
Do you think Shasky's the type of guy, the type of individual, to go out there in these streets and not use his vocal cords?
That's a great question. That's honestly 888-957-9570 on that one. There are a few individuals at the station that, you know, they get the sore throat, but then they even max it out even more so. It's Shasky and it's Guru. I think those are the two.
Shasky's never been in a conversation he didn't like.
That's a good point. Shout out Stephen Langford's wedding.
Shout out Stephen Langford's wedding for that one. We had to have so many side conversations. It's like, boy, we can't get a word in. It's like we're being on the morning roast all over again. Shasky finally won the natty on NCAA and blew his pipes out.
There you go. He was that excited.
So, boss man, Shasky's got Monday off too, huh? Thumbs up. Oh, that son of a gun pulled the quick one on us. Oh, genius.
We got the GOAT on Monday, too, don't we?
Oh, we do? Jerry Rice?
We certainly do. 8:30.
Wow.
I think that's back-to-back times where he's going to be out, and I'll be good to
interview Jerry. Well, you know what? Snooze, you lose.
I'm just inserting myself to Monday. Coach hasn't even asked me about that.
Well, you'll be in on Monday, trust me. We're unlike the Warriors. We don't have strength in numbers right now.
I know, Joe.
I could be Jonathan Kuminga for you.
We're six deep right now.
There you go. Should I dye my hair a la Jonathan Kuminga? Go frosted tips, Joe Burrow? That would not be a good look for me.
Oh, man. Yeah, don't do that. Oscar DPA. B, can I give a shout out to my wife? Gave birth to our third baby yesterday.
Wow.
And he's still listening to the roast. Absolutely.
Number three.
Yeah. Oh, man. No. Who's got into COVID protocols? More times, Guru and Shasky.
We're not going to get into that. What is that, HIPAA or whatever? We can't talk about that.
No, we can't talk about that. HIPAA laws. No.
That's going too far.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I'm going to give a prayer out. Shout outs are going to run a little late today before we get back into sports.
Never too late to shout out.
Never too late. Haven't been listening since the beginning today, but can you guys do a prayer out to the Zamora family? The son. Oh, man. I don't like reading this, but I will because we need to do better in this world. Their son tragically took his life last week after his high school teammates were viciously mocking and attacking him for living in a homeless shelter with a single father who unfortunately lost his house in an eviction. It's a sad story, being in Santa Clara, so close. I think you guys platform bring light to other kids who might be going through the same thing. Love and peace. And look, we'll get deep for a second. You know, being mocked in high school, I dealt with that. I got teased, and I learned how to tease back later on in my high school life. And, you know, bullying is never cool.
No.
Got a lot of people I went to college with who I saw would kind of get picked on a little bit or whatnot. I would befriend those guys even more so. It's like, hey, man, I show love to these guys. These guys are humans. They work hard. You never know what they could do for you later on in life. But also, just be a good person, man. Who the hell mocks somebody? This kid had no, you know, it wasn't his choice to be in a homeless shelter. His father lost his home. So they had to do what they had to do. Instead, pick the damn kid up and say, you know what? That kid gets credit for coming to school despite living in a homeless shelter. Hey, it's just that's sickening right there, man. Shout out to the Zamora family, man.
His name is Jose Zamora. I'm looking at it right now. 14-year-old, went to Santa Clara High School. We're both raising children right now, and I preach this constantly to Benny. Always.
That's a shame.
Always, you know what? If someone's different than you, if someone's going through something, you never know what someone else is going through.
Yeah.
My kid's 5 years old, but you be nice. That's what I just tell them all the time.
Yeah.
And I learned this speech freshman year of high school. And I'm 14, right? It's when you're freshman in high school. And it was the orientation. It was our principal at Palma High School. His name was Brother Dunn. Rest in peace. He's since passed away. But his freshman year orientation would be the same speech every single year. And it was called the Don't Be a Jerk speech.
Yeah.
A lot of people are new here. The last thing you want to do to make someone's life harder is be a jerk. And I think that's a life lesson that I've always had in my life. And unfortunately, you know, whether you're trying to be cool in high school, whether you're trying to fit in with some kids and to think it's cool to stack and bully someone else because they're different. And unfortunately, you know what? I was kind of that kid sometimes. And I don't like looking at it. Like, I think back, and if I was a jerk to some kid that was, you know, who I thought lesser of, or I wanted to be cool and fit in, so I jumped on top of the name calling and picking on people. I admit, I was that guy at times. And you look back and you don't like who you are when you matured and you're 25, 26, 27 years old. And just, you know, I'm praying for Jose's family. Yeah. The father's name is Jose Bautista. So
that's tough.
Yeah. Very
you
sad.
Know, I picked up baby Chaz from school yesterday. Teacher Katrina basically something that made me feel very, very good about Chaz and where she's at in her development. Teacher said, you know, Chaz is eating her lunch a lot more because she didn't eat her lunch a lot, whatever.
No,
she goes,
what happens?
She is so good at helping out the younger kids in this class. And I was like, wow. You know, just trying to teach her good qualities and have good principles and be kind to others and be friendly. And they were like, no, the kids, the new kids here, Chaz takes, she goes out of her way to help these kids out. So I was like, all right, whew, we're on the right track here. So it's tough. Sorry to the Zamoros, man. I had no idea about that story. As we have a tough transition back to sports, somebody on the 510 asked a great question as we talk about Purdy. Do you believe that Purdy's met expectations this season? What were your expectations for Brock Purdy, number one? And number two, has he met expectations? Well, it was the 925 on the Comcast business text line. He asked, here's a question to ask yourself. The way Brock Purdy is playing this year, do you think he's going to get $60 million a year easy? Depending on that answer is if you think he's having a great year or not. Now, I think the Niners will pay him, and I don't know what they're going to pay him, but he's going to get paid a lot of money.
He's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL, probably.
Has Brock Purdy met expectations, or have you been disappointed? I don't know if he's met the expectations because last year was a dream season, but I also haven't been disappointed with this play. I really haven't. There was one game against Kansas City where Steve Spagnuolo befuddled him, and actually two games. All right, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Brian Flores got the best of him.
What did he say after the game? He said the scheme was crazy.
Crazy, but yeah. Brian Flores has done that to a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
He's done that to a lot of teams. A lot of teams. Did it to C.J. Stroud the very next week.
Did it Trevor Lawrence last week.
Right. So, or Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
But Brock Purdy, to me, he's top five in passing yards. He's top five in yards per attempt or whatnot. I mean, I think he's been solid. So he hasn't disappointed me. Now, has he met the expectations again? Right now, he's number six after last night. He's number six in passing yards, 2,454, but he's right off of Joe Burrow's base. Joe Burrow's at 2,672. Purdy's 200-plus yards behind him. But Purdy has been number two in average yards per attempt, 8.8. Completion percentage is moving up the charts here, 21 right now. Now it's getting better and better. He'll get there. But yards per game, he's number two in the league with 272 passing yards. So, you know what? I have not been disappointed with Brock Purdy. Now, have you been disappointed with Brock Purdy? Spadoni,
disappointed is a strong word. I just have not been, impressed. That's the word I would come up. I haven't been impressed with Brock Purdy this year. And again, it goes back to the bar that he's shown since taking over the starting role as the San Francisco 49ers quarterback. He's been unbelievable. So he's set the bar so high that I'm judging him based on what he did last season. And you know what? It was a dream season, and maybe he never replicates that again in his career. Kind of like what we're seeing, and I'm not comparing him to Patrick Mahomes, but Mahomes has obviously won MVPs. He's got skins on the wall where he can say, you know what, I've already achieved that. I'm already at that Tom Brady portion of my career where I could have some down years statistically, but it doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. I've gotten my paycheck. I've gotten my All-Pros. I've gotten my Super Bowl MVP. It's all about trophies now for me, the Super Bowl trophy. That's all that matters at my point. For Brock, though, I do think that in a contract year, not that it's going to change the contract at all, but I have been intrigued with how he has played at times without his weapons. At times he's played well, at times he hasn't. Like early on last week, that first drive kind of, like he was a little, and this has happened a lot throughout the season. Those first couple drives, he's been throwing high,
yeah.
He's been missing guys, he's been throwing across his body, missing. It hasn't looked like the Brock of last year. And I keep going back to that, and it's a new season. And the 49ers just have not looked like the team of last year. Now, they lost a lot of pieces. There's no more Eric Armstead. Chase Young is gone. Randy Gregory, they have a reshaped defensive line. No Brandon Ayuk, right. And then they did have Brandon Ayuk, but it wasn't the good Brandon Ayuk because he was holding out. Debo Samuel's been injured. George Kittle's been amazing. Like that is the one thing I have been impressed with this season, is that connection with Kittle has been on point.
No, it has been on point.
Because
Kittle's been available for the most part. Debo has missed a couple games. He's been nicked up. Don't forget, Debo left the Kansas City game early. He left the game early due to an injury. He had ammonia. He had to spend a night in the hospital. Ayuk got hurt that game. He had Ricky Pearsall in his first game. Jacob Cowling's out there. So I think Purdy, I don't know if he's met the expectations, but I certainly haven't been disappointed because he's on pace to throw for another 4,000 yards, and he's on pace to maybe rush for over 500 yards. Right now, he's got 46 carries to 227. He's scrambling a lot more. He's extending plays like he did last week in Tampa in the fourth quarter, hitting George Kittle in the back of the end zone for a complete dime. So I think we got the guy. I've actually been very impressed with Brock Purdy. I have. I think this has been a solid season for him, and I think it's only going to get better. Let's take some calls here before we get to caller of the week. Nick in Berkeley, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, man, get off of Brock Purdy, all you haters out there, because you know what? Brock is doing it. Y'all just mad because you got a quarterback like Dak. You feel me? Cowboys, Jerry Bones, just stop it, dude. Turn the team over to your sons. You know what I mean? Like, put in Trey Lance, do what you got to do, because the Niners fans are thrilled. We want to know what Trey is doing. You know what I'm saying? Because we like a good laugh now and then. You know what I'm saying? We're not even tripping off nobody, man. We got to come hype. It's Seahawks week, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to come super hyped, because we all hate the Seahawks with a special extra passion. You know
Nick,
what I'm saying?
Nick and Berkeley, you still hate the Hawks? Nick and Berkeley, you still hate the Hawks like you did 10 years ago?
The Seahawks? Yeah. Oh, man, I stay hating the Hawks, man. I don't hate. You know, I never really respected them because they pulled a lot of hijinks up there in the stadium, man. Mm-hmm. And plus, when they folded my boy over the fans are sorry. The front runner.
Nick and Berkeley.
Go excited here.
Hey, no, I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him. Let's go to Willa Marin, what's happening, buddy? I know he's fired up for this week.
Yeah, I am, man. I just wanted to do a little message about the self-awareness and bullying real quick, about judging a book by its cover. I have one of my best friends in life. I didn't know it was going to be my best friend because in the seventh grade, I got teamed up to do a science project. I was in the sports. He was in the books. We couldn't have been the most opposite. However, had I not opened up, you know, my option to learn from him, I would have never learned the things that I learned, and I would have never met such an awesome person. So I just want to tell people that judge, don't ever judge a book by its cover. You never know who you're going to meet. It doesn't matter the shape, the size, their color, their age, their ethnicity, their gender, whatever. Don't listen to people first. Like, learn who someone is before you judge who they are on the outside, because still to this day, he is still one of my best friends, and I couldn't be any happier. And to That's kind of awesome. Segue into that, judging another book by its cover for Brock Purdy, we got to stop judging him. I know that he's not this flashy, you know, player or anything like that, but, I mean, the Niners, you could have Trevor Lawrence. You could be in this limbo where you're going through O'Donnell and you could be going through the quarterback issue with the Raiders. Like, just all those, like, you could have all these issues. You literally have a guy that has a injured offense and he's getting the job done, and I'm not going to be surprised if he goes and takes care of Seattle, because one thing that Brock Purdy is he's not afraid to make plays. He's not afraid to extend plays, and if anything, he's much more than a field general. I think Brock Purdy's going to get it done, so shout out to Purdy and the Niners. I think they're going to get it done. And remember, don't judge a book by its cover and allow yourself to learn from others, because you never know the opportunities and the things that you can miss in life. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Well said, buddy. Well said. Brock Purdy, after 9 games this year, as you mentioned, 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. After 9 games in 2023, 15 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions. And remember, they were healthy last year. Very healthy. McCaffrey, healthy. Debo, for the most part, healthy until the 3-game losing streak. George Kittle was healthy. He's always nicked up, but for the most part, he played. 1,000 yards receiving. Brandon Ayuk, monster season for the 49ers. It's not a big drop off when you consider what's happened this season, with Juwan Jennings missing a couple games, Ricky Pearsall, that whole situation, Debo's up and down season due to staying on the field and off the field due to injuries, Brandon Ayuk not being in shape in the holdout in training camp, and of course Christian McCaffrey making a season debut last week in Tampa. That's not bad. That's not bad at all for Brock Purdy.
No, and again, I'm not saying that he is the worst quarterback or anything like that. No, I'm not saying that at all. I still think he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I just think he was playing like a top 5 at most points last season, and I don't know with his level of play currently if that's going to be good enough for where this team wants to go. Now, we got to monitor it. Now, Christian McCaffrey coming back, we're going to see, mm-hmm. right? Because that changes everything. If Mahomes had Christian McCaffrey, if Tom Brady had, like, he is such a dynamic. He was the offensive player of the year last mm-hmm. year. Like, that's going to open up things, not only in the run game, but specifically we saw last week. It wasn't even the running game. It was the passing game. Changed everything. Once you just dump the ball off to him, let him do what he wants to do. And Greg Cosell, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, breaks down film better than anyone outside Brian Baldinger. I mean, we got the two best in the biz here, 95.7 The Game. Joined Willard and Dibbs, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And he was saying, yeah, he looked like Christian McCaffrey.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Well, they used him the way they always used him. Nothing was different. He looked good, I thought, despite the yardage totals. I thought that he looked crisp. He moved well. I thought he had some burst. And again, you saw the motions. You saw the shifting. You know, this is what they do with him. And you saw that with he and Samuel, things are different. And, you know, we talked about this, that it expands their shifting and motion offense. It expands their options in the pass game. I mean, you're not going to run the route when McCaffrey caught the 30-yard reception in the fourth quarter, which was an unbelievable play in all respects. But, you know, you're not going to see that with Garendo or Mason. So, you know, right there, you're seeing something that is different because McCaffrey's on the field.
That's Greg Cosell. Look like Christian McCaffrey.
The key is he going to look like Christian McCaffrey next week?
Week in and week out. After,
that's the thing you got to monitor because, as we've known about this bilateral Achilles tendonitis that he's dealing with, it could be a ticking time bomb.
It could be. But until that happens,
you just got to keep using them.
Until that happens, you see the impact he's already made on this football team. Let's get to caller of the week. This week's caller was a doozy. He was on hold at the start of the show.
Oh.
And he was filling himself after Clay Day as the Warriors beat the Mavericks 120-117. It is Nick in San Jose, and he did not disappoint. Go to Nick in San Jose. Oh, I haven't heard from Nick in San Jose.
What's that, man?
I don't think I've heard from him all season.
Look, I'm waking up this morning and going to bed last night with a huge smile because one, Festus, Molly, and you, Bonte, together are just rock solid. And in the morning, we got the county, city of San Francisco, you guys representing us, your keen intellect and your passion and knowing the streets. You're our homie. Now look, I gotta give Draymond his flowers. He is so rock solid. That block was amazing. And Curry last night just playing puppeteer with those big guys at the end of the game. We were down 7 points with 4 minutes to go, and Melton hitting that three to get it started.
God, I love Nick in San Jose.
That's just a preview. That's a little snippet of his call, but he is the caller of the week. He's had a few caller of the weeks.
He was the rookie Doobie Award winner.
He was
last
a rookie,
year, right?
Yeah. He was the rookie of the year here on the Morning Roast. Now, he doesn't call in often. So, where does he rank when it comes to the Roaster of the Year? Who's in the lead for Roaster of the Year?
I mean, we all know.
Listen,
we all know who it is.
No, hi, how are you?
No, it's not that guy.
It might be that guy.
No, it's not that guy. Just because
he was supposed to be it last year.
He's like
Patrick
Mahomes.
He wasn't supposed to be it last year.
I recall three people voting yes for him.
No, well, because you guys love this guy for whatever reason. Just because you call five times
a
week doesn't mean you get the rookie of the roaster of the year.
Stop the steal.
Uncle Gene was well deserved. Uncle Gene did everything he could to win that award. BPA, Brian and Palo Alto, has some of the worst calls in the history of the station. I love the guy. He just is—he's wrong so much, and you guys, for whatever reason,
well, is a call good if they're right or wrong?
Listen, the only reason why you guys love him is because he gets to me. I admit it—he gets to me.
Well, is that the only reason you don't like him?
No, I just don't like him because he doesn't make sense. And then I get on Twitter and he's spamming me saying, "Get this guy off the team." The guy freaks out more than Shasky.
He looks up to you.
I love you too. You know.
He looks up to you, Bonte.
Oh,
he respects
my gosh.
You. There's a reason he calls just your show. He doesn't call Steiny and Goo.
No.
I screen the calls for that show. He doesn't call them. He doesn't call Willard and Dibbs.
No, I like BPA. No, but he can't be the roaster of the year. You can't be. Tony in Oakland has more of a case than him. Like 650 says, it's Tony from Oakland all day.
See, that's like the inverse BPA for you is Tony in Oakland to everyone else.
Well, she's always in the zone. She always brings something different to the table. You know what I mean? She's unpredictable.
She's in the phantom zone.
She's unpredictable. BPA, I know what his call is going to be.
Can we get, you know what? Speaking of the zone, whenever we have Tony on, we need the Twilight Zone theme in the background whenever she comes on. It's the Twilight Zone with Tony in Oakland. So like, Twilight with Tony.
So like, she calls in today. We'll do that.
Thank you.
Well, you know, why wouldn't Zucci Mane be the roaster of the year?
When's the last time he called into the show?
Well, he texts all the time.
That's the texter of the year.
Yeah, but he also comes to the events.
He's more of the offensive player of the year compared to the MVP.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, OPY. Yeah.
He's the roaster of the streets.
Yeah, there you go. His ears to the streets.
He came to Friedman's for Spadoni.
He did. See? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, shout out Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill.
Who won the roaster of the year the first time? The first year. Was it Ernie?
No, it was L. Sleepy Floyd.
Oh, L. Sleepy
Floyd. Oh, yeah. I love L. Sleepy Floyd. I don't know. I feel like that was Doctor because Lovett got a pair of shoes.
It was the first iteration of the Doobie, so we were still, you know, ironing out some of the kinks. But
it's kind of like when Aaron Rodgers beat out Tom Brady a couple years ago. It should have been Brady's. We all know it.
I love L. Sleepy Floyd, though. That's my guy. TC Sacramento, probably one of the greatest sound drops.
Are you serious?
No, High Level Loser.
I have that right here.
The high level loser, bro.
Yeah, we said the same
thing. High level loser, bro. That's one of the greatest sound bites ever. Sound drops ever. Rob for San Bruno, taxi today? He said it's film on mic.
It's coming hard.
Honestly, he said it's film on mic.
Rob for San Bruno might have the call of the year after the Super Bowl, though, with the downfall is near. And it's all time.
It's applied to a lot of things, too.
All right, we got a break. We'll discuss the doobies on this because it's a lot of candidates. You guys are just you can't cast your vote. You guys have been saying BPA since May.
I'm sorry. I hate to break the narrative.
We got to go.
I mean, Save Mart and Lucky California, more coming up. Brought to you by Save Mart and Lucky California.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you think about it, Ayuk and Debo, Juwan Jennings on third down, George Kittle, you got Juice, you got CMC.
All right, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasta.
What about San Leandro Moe? What about Manny on a Dumbarton Bridge?
Manny's consistent. He is.
I do like Manny a lot.
He's batting a .270 average.
He's consistent. 25 jacks, 85 RBIs. He's consistent. Roaster of the year. Who's it going to be? Who is it going to be? I got to pull up the categories here. Let me pull it up.
I got him right here. I can.
You got him right here. All right. What are our categories, and we'll figure out the candidates.
When is it, by the way? Do we have a date locked in there yet?
December 20th, right?
I believe so. Yeah, the morning, whenever the Warriors play the Grizzlies, like the night before, so it's that Friday.
That's a Friday. Okay, yeah. Yes.
December 20th.
So hopefully nothing crazy happens in that game.
Hopefully nothing crazy happens. All right, Doobie Awards. Give it to me, Lovin.
Yeah, so right now is.
By the way, people want to know what this dope beat is, real quick. The dope beat. What is this music right here? This is clean. This is smooth.
This is. Hold on, let me turn off here. Junior Mafia, I Need You Tonight.
Oh, no. The way you said Junior Mafia.
Yeah. No. Shows how much I know them. It's, I'm using Mark Grandy's music board.
Junior
today.
Mafia is not bad. You know, they're a thing.
Diddy.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Pivoting here instead of panicking. So here's our current Roaster of the Year nomination, subject to change. We got the favorite, obviously, BPA.
He's not the favorite.
We got Robin Sambruno, got TC and Sack, got Nick and Berkeley, got Tony in Oakland, and we got last year's Rookie Roaster of the Year winner, Nick in San Jose. All so that's your current Roaster's nominations.
You know what?
Subject to change.
Adam in San Francisco needs more love.
Ooh, good one.
How is Adam in San Francisco not on this list?
He's been trying to get in on that the freestyle.
Yeah, I think he has a rap.
Yeah, but he's trying to get in on everything. He's trying to clean up is what he's trying to do. Yeah.
He's trying to be like Spielberg, Tarantino, director, best picture.
Yes, he wants all of that.
Okay.
He wants it all. So
he's a high-level roaster.
He is a high-level roaster. Hear from him all the time.
Master roaster.
Master roaster. That's Will. That's Will.
This is Adam in the city.
It's Adam. Robin, she has a call, but she's working.
She is.
Sugar.
She's doing her thing.
I know beefs aren't really a category in the Doobies, but the Robin versus Rob back and forth.
That's a good beef.
I don't know if it's a beef, but it's been a little tender there.
Who's my man in Sacramento who's been coming in with some heat? Is it JC and Sack? He's been coming in with some heat.
Oh, yeah. JC and Sack is actually on the list for one of our calls of the year.
Yeah, he's been coming in with some heat, especially during football season. Tim and Riley. Film on Mike. Oh, Verducci. Burke in the Creek says, I nominate Verducci.
He had a freestyle.
Sell it takes.
He had a freestyle.
He's got freestyles. Yeah. He could be the roaster of the year. He came down here. He calls and brings the heat every single time.
Paisan. Doesn't hurt.
Paisan. So, no, I don't believe that BPA is the favorite. You guys are tripping.
I mean, it just shows the year that BPA's had. That
he hasn't had a great year.
Such a strong
feel. He hasn't had a great year.
I'm optimistic.
I'm surprised he hasn't called in yet to showcase why he's so great.
No, he hasn't had a great year.
What about our rookie roasters? We got a very small list of rookie roasters right now.
Rookie roasters.
Right now, I just got Oreo Cookie and Nickel and Dime right now on our rookie roaster list.
Oreo Cookie's been strong.
Yeah.
And he gets brownie points with me because he calls in the pregame show a couple times a week. Mm. That's huge. Mm. All right? That does go a long way.
Filmo Mike is saying Verducci on the text line.
Oh, Filmo.
Richie Rich. What about Richie Rich? Livermore.
It's a great movie. Macaulay Culkin, when he had the McDonald's in his house. I thought that was so cool.
Verducci. I'm getting a lot of Verducci love.
All right. I saw him the other day in the city.
Stock going up, rising up the power rankings.
He got my nomination right now.
Him and Andrew Wiggins. Buy that
There's
stock.
There's no way BPA is going to win the roster of the year. Not all of this damn show.
See how the voting goes.
it's
a very clean election process here.
Last year, an executive decision. The king had to come in.
You call yourself the king when it's convenient.
No, the king had to just the tomfoolery that you guys were serving up. You know, 888-957-9570. We could do this, too. It's Football Friday. I want to get into Brock, and I want to get into the Warriors. I remember everything. But you know what? So I'm the king. Listen, Tom Tolbert. Unfortunately, got let go after 28 years. Basically, I had the show yesterday. He said he got fired. Yes, I was listening to him on the other station. But Tom's my guy. I got to meet Tom, got to work with him. He's one of the best. He's awesome. But him and Flynn were talking, and Flynn was so right about this.
Our guy, Dave Fleming.
Our guy, Dave Fleming, by the way, who went through tragedy. And shout out to Dave Fleming, man. I had no idea. Prayers up to him. He went through something recently here, and I want to shout out Dave Fleming.
Oh, yeah.
But Flynn said it. He goes, you know, it's amazing that nobody remembers the conversations about whether or not a guy struck out on a strike three or whether or not a guy missed a field goal. They remember the crazy stuff. You know, like, for example, BSG, Steiny was talking about roundabouts. And that went on for 45 minutes, and people still, man, remember you guys had the conversation about roundabouts? It's like, huh? Or the trash talk with Philly. Like, they don't remember the talk. Yeah, some people, oh man, you predicted this, you predicted that. But they remember the ridiculous stuff. Like, they said the ridiculous. What was this thing? Cadillac converter. What is
catalytic converters.
Yeah, that went on forever. People went crazy over that stuff.
Chasking the RVs.
The RV stuff.
Yeah.
311 Chasky.
Yeah.
Sausalito Chasky. I was at SI Sacred Heart Bruce Mahoney game. My girl Angelique, who coaches the girls flag football team over there, she go, man, these people will be worried about Shedhead. You got to tell Chasky, Sausalito Chasky, to calm down. She said Sausalito Chasky. So that's where we're at. So Doobies. Yes, 707. We're going to get back to sports.
It's but all Oscar BPA. Baby. It's all
BPA is having a Jock Peterson type of year. Is that this year or last year?
Well, Jock is good this year. So
yeah, Jock was good this year.
Contract year.
Has BPA been good?
Pisoy problem with the clubhouse?
Yeah, real quick. Let's contract year so we got BPA. So we got rookies. I don't know who the rookie roasters. We need help with that. Rookie
we
roaster.
We haven't had a whole lot of new roasters this year.
Or maybe they just, well, we rolled them on the phone line. So what else do we have?
We also have, so we got our call, the call of the year. So there was Filmo Mike's, he called in the morning after the 4th of July, actually, when Spadoni and I were doing the show.
That's right.
And, hold on, I think I actually got dropped from that call of what, here it is.
Call. I'm lit, right?
He's lit.
He basically called in to talk about how he was still lit from, the 4th of July the night before.
So he just basically called to brag about how high he was and how he was hungover.
I think he was just happy. You know, he celebrated. He celebrated our country's independence. He's a very patriotic guy, Filmo Mike.
Filmo Mike. If you follow him on like Instagram during like 4th of July time, my guy is getting those fireworks in like months.
No, Filmo Mike is a must.
He's the best.
He's a must follow on Instagram.
I smoke with Mike, though.
Yeah, yeah, Hugh Douglas said that. You know, that he got respect. By the way, Filmo Mike may be narrating. If we get the Doobie Awards to a place where I think we're going to get it to, we're going to be out and about celebrating the Doobie Awards, and we want everybody to come. We'll have more details as soon as we lock it down. Trust me, it's going. I'm trying to make this thing big.
He's narrating or he's hosting it because you guys are hosting.
Oh yeah, we're hosting. He's going to maybe be the presenter for the awards.
Okay, gotcha.
He's going to present the awards.
Gotcha. Like how they always have the celebrities present at the Oscars.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, there you go.
So what else do we have? Love it. What other categories?
Few more calls. So obviously, Juice and Fremont, he's got a couple. Remember when Linda in Oakland called in to talk about her meeting with Steiny?
That's right.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is right. That is right.
That was really good.
Wow.
That was actually, I went back and when I went back and listened to it, she did a good job telling that story. We got Nick in San Jose with his.
You made a deal with the devil. Just go with the devil.
So we got that call there as well. We got a couple from Tony in Oakland. Shanahan ruins your zone. Or
oh,
that timer, she said Chasky doesn't know the zone as well. And then, of course.
What kind of paizan are you?
And I think the leader for call of the year right now.
The downfall is near, and it's coming hard.
It's when Robert Sanbruno dropped that early March.
After the Super Bowl.
And it is a call that is held up all year long for so many different things.
Right, it's literally been the Niners, Warriors, and Giants season is that drop.
So I'm seeing a lot of favorite roaster this year was a 925. Got cut off there. 925. It's BPA, not close. Sorry, Pate.
Yeah.
Hard to have roasters. We're not going to
read
that.
I think we got to open this up, the voting up to the roasters.
We should.
We got to figure out a way to do that.
I don't know how to do that.
Make a little survey monkey going.
510, Verducci, yes. BPA, no. That's Uncle Gene, the roaster of the year in 2023.
Ooh, I think I give our past roasters a vote to past roast winners. When you win the Heisman, you get a vote.
Like Marcus in Richmond should get a vote. Brianna in Detroit should get a vote. What are the categories we have? Let's spin
them out. our freestyle / poem of the year. A lot of poems, not a whole lot of freestyles yet. No one really wants to take on Duke in the freestyle department. That's understandable, but we got Don in Concord. He had a poem. Tony in Oakland, remember she added the poem Your Voice about you, Bonte?
Yep.
And then Verducci came in with some slam poetry.
Oh, I forgot about that poem one from time. Tony. No wonder I like Tony so much. He wrote a poem about me. Go ahead.
So we got our guest moments.
All right.
Such as that time when Chasky asked Frank Gore if the 0-1 Canes could beat a team in the NFL. And Frank Gore responded with, I don't know where that drop is, actually. Oh, here it is. And so we got that in there. Bill Romanowski saying that Mahomes is soft.
Yeah, I love that.
Got
okay.
a couple Dave Flemings, actually.
All right.
There's that time where he talked about his daughter asking him if he was as angry as you guys were about the Giants. And then there's that time where his brother crashed the show when we had Dave on.
Oh, yeah. I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
Other calls, other categories here. Let's speed through them.
Yeah, so we got our mispronunciations. This is one of the better ones here.
Wow. Is it just all Shasky?
I think
and
Big
all
Smooth is going to win it.
Big Smooth did numbers the other day.
5-6 in one call.
I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play all of them. I'm just going to. So we got Bonte calling Shasky Kasky.
I called him Kasky before.
One of you guys said Evan Grandy is the best pitcher at the station.
Oh, my God. A
couple other names. Hung Shu Chu. Jordan Goff.
It's Shin Shu Chu.
Wait. Hung Shu Chu?
Hung Shu Chu.
That's his browser's name.
Who said
name.
That?
I don't know. I don't want to go and dig it out and play it right now.
What does it say? Does it just say Hung Shu Chu?
Hung Shu Chu.
Oh, my gosh.
Hung Lu?
Sorry?
My boy Hung Lu?
Man, we got gurus on this show. My God.
That's actually his friend's name, though. Hung Lu was his friend.
He's not trying to talk about Mudang.
No.
I did have a friend named Hung in elementary school. My boy Hung. Mm. Hung and Hayu. They were brothers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Got hung up on that. Jordan Goff.
Who said Jordan Goff? Oh, my gosh.
There's that time I called Paige Beckers Paige Bukers.
Oh, boy.
There's the Puka Nakuya. One of you guys called him Quentin Pope, not Quentin Post.
Oh, no.
There's Richie in Queens when he said AJ Ananabi.
Ananabi.
Yeah, Ananabi. Yeah.
Someone called Steve Spagnuolo Steve Spagnolia. And then Big Smooth's Triple Crown the other day, the Am I Right Cup, the Gui Sanchez, and the Blazers going after the Cooper Cup sweepstakes. Not Cooper Flag. The Cooper
Cooper
Cup sweepstakes.
I think I said that one.
So we got our roast moment. There's that time where we did the breaking news sounder for the not Brandon Ayuk trade. There was, my favorite moment probably is when Bonte had his fake conversation with BPA through only BPA drops that Spadoni was probably Lisa.
That was good.
There was that time we laughed about the Eagles losing in the first round of the playoffs. Bonte going on his rant about the Mona Lisa being overrated. Shasky being scared of the Lions. There's that time where Bonte went TV.
Wait. Hold on. Shasky scared of the line. When is Shasky not scared of an opponent?
And that's worried.
Come on.
Well, it was especially notable fear session from Shasky before that NFC title game.
Which is funny because he was dismissing the Lions all season long.
Well, dismissing the Packers heading into the Packers game.
Well, that too. And I was like, hey, buckle up, man. Guys, it's going to be a tough game. It had to be Dan Campbell and Shanahan. Oh, you really think Dan Campbell's going to out-coach Shanahan? Well, damn, he was close. Damn close.
Hey, man, panic. Don't pivot. There was that time that Bonte became TV Bonte when we had TJD on the show. We watched that transformation happen in real time. That was all three of us were giggling on that one. And then there was when Spadoni and I did the Bonte and Shasky impersonation for Halloween.
That was pretty good.
So that's where we're at right now. Guest of the year
Name the categories.
Just guest of the year. So we wrap things up here. Dave Fleming, Mike Florio.
No, just the categories. Just the categories.
Okay, we got guest of the year. We got a rejoiner of the year. And the YouTubers, we're going to have to figure that out.
Gone.
That YouTube category might not be there anymore. Good,
we had to destroy it. No, don't blame me. See, that was the other thing. So something funny happened. Before we get to the lines, something funny happened. I'll share the story. I don't care. I'll share the story. I jumped into the KBR's YouTube to watch Tom Tolbert's intro yesterday and had a lady named Nicole. I jump in just to watch Tolbert, listen to him, what he's got to say on his last show. During his last show, and this lady is destroying me in the KBR chat. Destroying me. Bonte, fire him. He disrespects the Sharks and the WNBA. And I'm thinking to myself, does she have the right person? And I just happened to be lurking in the chat at the time, and I got in the chat. I got into the chat yesterday. It's like, hold on. What's on? Nobody's disrespecting
me. Wait, hold on. Was this a King's Tale?
Yes, it kind of is.
I'm done. You're too late. You're late on the draw because the story's over. It's gone. Basically got to the chat. It's like.
There you go. Thank you. I love the King's Tales, by the way. That's segments of the year. That's one maybe we can add. I love the King's Tale.
Yeah.
It's a new one.
It is a new one. All right, let's go to the lines. Let's go to Film on Mike.
Film
on Mike got the bass signal. Film on Mike, what's happening?
What's up, Blood? Now, I was just loving the conversation, and I appreciate y'all for allowing me, if we're going to make me the host and all that, but
I got some Rob from San Bruno. I ain't gonna lie, Rob be making me think. So I like Rob from San Bruno. I love Antonio in Oakland.
Oh,
because he's the most optimistic
ever. He's always optimistic.
I swear, he's the most optimistic ever. He's more optimistic than Mark Willard.
Hey, Fomo, whenever I screen his calls, this is verbatim. It's Antonio in Oakland, and I think the Warriors are going to win tonight. Every time. That's it. Every time.
That's classic. At Verducci, and Robin, I like Robin. She don't call as much. But I like Robin. I like the dynamic y'all have, like you and her, Bonte, and then her and Shasky. Like, it's similar, but it's two different dynamics. It's funny. It's basically saying, Bonte, you're the black guy, and Shasky, you're a white guy. But I love that. You feel me? And you guys do it live on air. That's super cool. The last one, though, Papa Shasky is the roaster of the year, man.
You know what?
Rest in peace to Papa Shasky. You got some funnies. You got some authentic moments.
Yeah.
You know what? That might not be a bad call right there. That might not. Now people are saying you, Filmo, deserve the Roaster of the Year.
He's being very humble.
All
right, hold on. I gotta tell you guys this. This call didn't happen on your show, and it was more about what Guru did. We're pulling it right now. This call with Filmo Mike and Steiny and Guru.
That was all time.
Oh, yeah, I actually went back and listened.
I got ready. I can play it right now.
Oh, let's play it right now. Play it.
Mike, who we got?
Come on, Mike. Go get him, Mike. Get him. Film on Mike.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Arm strength.
Guru, what is, bro? You always bring up, this guy 6'5". What does that mean, bro? Like,
but when did I do it?
What are we talking about?
When did I do it,
Mike? You always talk about arm strength. What is arm strength?
You said
what does that mean?
We talked about the one thing you want. Mustard on passes, and there's no limitations when you throw the ball. Don't call here and act like Brock Purdy is not limited. He is limited when we talk about arm strength. You acting brand new now. You know what the arm strength is. The great ones have it. You can make every throw on the field. What has gotten into you? Quit being scared, Mike. And admit Brock can't make all the throws. Joe can make them. What has gotten into you? Quit being scared. You know your quarterback is short. You know he don't have the strongest arm. And you scared. Come on, Mike, you're better than that.
Bro, arm strength means nothing in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
What does it mean?
Mike, stop it.
It's the Jeff George.
Oh.
It ain't no Dan Marino's in the league right now. Ain't no John Elway's. Ain't nobody. You could throw the ball hella hard. What does that mean?
Oh, but have I made a definitive statement that if you don't have a strong arm, you can't win?
Bro, you always bring up, well, this person has this benefactor over them because they're 6'5 and they got a big arm. Right.
I can't win with you, Mike. I love you to death. I can't win with you.
I mean, that's a lot of drops in there.
I almost want to play it again back to back.
It's so good.
Because it was so good in real time. I was like, I was in my car listening to that. And I was like, wait, did I just hear that right? So I went back on YouTube, put the Bluetooth on and listened to it again. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. That was a great one. That was a great one.
I kind of went with Goo, though, still. Like, you need somewhat of an arm.
The throw Brock Purdy had to Ricky Pearsall last week for the 46-yard touchdown. He has some mustard on that bad boy.
That's good.
He has some mustard. He has some touch. And he's right. Filmo's right. You can't just be 6'5 throwing the ball. Jeff George, Jim Druckenmiller, all these guys. Rob Johnson.
Here's a list of Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, though. And more often than not, you're going to find guys with strong arms. Patrick Mahomes, Matt Stafford, Tom Brady, Nick Foles, like Joe Flacco.
Nick Foles? Did you really say Nick Foles?
Nick Foles has a strong arm, though. I know what you said. Like that. Right. He has a strong arm, though.
All right. I mean, come on.
Was he not great in that run? I'm just saying. He's a strong arm quarterback. Peyton Manning's an exemption. He didn't have a strong arm.
Yep.
Russell Wilson. Kinda. He threw those rainbow balls, which are always different to me. Ben Roethlisberger, strong arm.
Really good arm.
Yeah.
Really
Eli. Underrated, I would say, when he was on his runs, but it wasn't like the zip wasn't amazing.
I hear you. Like, it helps to have a strong arm to make throws.
But especially with.
But it's not the end all be all.
I think specifically it comes to play if you're on the road outdoors in mm-hmm. like the playoffs. If you're in a cold weather situation, like Tua versus Mahomes last year was obvious, Vontae.
It was a joke.
Like, you could just see, we'll run the ball, and if I have to throw it occasionally, I'm trusting Patrick Mahomes. But if Tua can throw the ball in that negative 30-degree weather.
That's great.
And bringing it back to the Niners, we might have some elements for Brock Purdy coming up mm-hmm. when that arm strength will be tested.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
In Green Bay and in Buffalo.
We're going to find out. 415 saying we can name it the Papa Shasky Roaster of the Year Award.
I love that.
We name it after Papa Shasky.
It's kind of like how they do
Papa Shasky
yes.
Roaster of the Year Award. I love that.
I love that in honor of him. Russell. That's awesome.
That's pretty sick. I like that. That's a great suggestion, 415. Filmo is eligible for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's a good one.
8-0. That's
the honorary good. Oscar. The honorary Oscar.
Yeah. Let's go to Richard Livermore, who wants to talk some Purdy here. And then we get to Antonio in Oakland. He's on the line. Oh, I can't wait to talk to Antonio. Richard Livermore, what's happening?
B, what's up, baby? Good morning.
What's up?
I've been trying to give the lines a break, dog. But you know me, when I hear the Brock Purdy haters, I got to pull the garbage truck over and get pumped up, man. Exactly why I got the collar beef with Rob from San Bruno. Why? Because, oh boy, never give Brock Purdy credit. So let me cook for a minute for the haters out there, all right? Check it out. Of course he ain't going to have the numbers as last year because he ain't had the full squad. He ain't had his soldiers out there, right? When you got your whole squad, you build momentum and you roll. Brock Purdy, mind you, got 2,400 yards right now,
mm-hmm.
all right? 12 touchdowns with 7 interceptions, all right? Mm-hmm. What does Mahomes have? Mahomes has 2,200 yards, okay, with 9 interceptions and the same amount of touchdowns. Why?
I don't think anyone said we're rich.
Hold on, let him finish. Let him cook.
No one said Patrick Mahomes is having a better season than Brock Purdy. No one has said that on the show.
But this is the thing. Everyone hates on Brock. It's always Brock Sanders' name. But the boy is doing his job, man. Every week has been different, bro. It's been no Ayuk, no Debo, no Pearsall. Like, he has not had his soldiers, okay? So when he has his full squad and he builds it up, that's how you get momentum and ball out, right?
Yep.
The same way Pat Mahomes has not balled out, man. So everybody got to stop it. I had to call Guru's show yesterday and call Steiny Mr. Ray Ratto because he was so negative, giving Brock Purdy a 7 on the season. Come on, bro, a 7? The man's an 8.5 right now, man, all right? And trust me, the rest of this season, he's going to ball out. I ain't worried about Buffalo. I ain't worried about none of them because they know during this time, it's game time.
Woo.
If they want to get in and make it, they're going to push hard.
Give me that.
These teams, baby. Let them know.
Let's go, Rich.
Friday,
let us go, Rich.
Let's go.
Tell them, Rich. That's what I'm talking about. He knows what's up. Don't get confused by the facts. That's it. Don't get confused by the facts.
What does that even mean?
What it means is the facts are what Rich just said. Ricky Pearsall, working himself in hell. That's a massive development moving forward, Ricky Pearsall. This guy don't look like, the way he ran routes last week, that wasn't a rookie running routes.
Slick Rick?
Slick Rick, that wasn't a rookie running routes last week. Slick Rick is here. He's arrived, folks. He has arrived. Juwan Jennings, Durden Juwan, the plays he made last week playing the X position. Debo now, Debo's fire last week. We're going to look back at that moment, Debo, with the chop to Chamber Pepper's neck. We're going to look back at that moment saying, you know what? That could be a moment that changed this season. The fire from Debo Samuel saying, damn it, we got to have this game.
Going at the
we
long snapper.
We have to have it. Brock's throw the, you know what? I'm with Rich. Come on, man. Don't let the facts confuse you. Brock Purdy's him. It's okay to say it. Brock Purdy is him.
Him?
He is him.
We've jumped the shark on that phrase first and foremost because when guys like Austin Reeves are saying, I'm him, we need to relax. Brock Purdy isn't, whatever the hell that means. There's only one him in the NFL. His name is Patrick freaking Mahomes. All right? He's him.
Brock everyone Purdy's else, him for this
everyone
team.
Else
Brock
is
Purdy's
them.
Him for the 49ers.
Brock Purdy's bringing him back.
He's here for the 49ers. George
he's been
Kittle.
Fine.
The will to win from Brock Purdy and George Kittle last week in Tampa Bay. Resiliency. What I say all the time, Spadoni, buckle up. It's okay to have a little turbulence. Let's see what type of character this team has. And you know what? I saw a great character last week. I saw a great character from the kicker, Jake Moody. I saw a great character from Brock Purdy. I saw a great character from Juwan Jennings cutting inside to get an extra 5 to 10 yards to set Jake Moody up. Oh, I loved it. Ricky Pearsall, 2 catches on the final drive, the 46-yard catch and run in the first quarter. Oh, injected all into my veins, Madone. And Christian McCaffrey. There was no limitations to his game last week. And he's back. As long as those Achilles hold up, This offense is going to cook, Spadone. They're going to cook. The red zone issues will go away soon. So,
I just don't know why people are freaking out that Brock Purdy is just not having a good as he's not having the year that a lot of people thought he was going to have, which is okay. It's still so good, but he just hasn't. Like, why are we getting so sensitive about me just saying he hasn't met expectations this year? Rich literally said I'm a hater because of it. But it's a hater saying he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL this year. Stop. It's okay. Like, it's not, he's going to get paid. If he's your guy, then he's your guy. Then you believe him, and it's okay. It's fine if he's not having his greatest year. He needs to be better than he is right now if they want to win a Super Bowl. Can you agree with that?
Well, he was last week. What did he do last week? He was stepping in the right direction, right?
Has his play been good enough this year for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not, but that's okay.
He's got time to make it up.
But look, in the gotta have them games this year. Well, Seattle gotta have a game. Thursday Night Football. That a gotta have a game? It was a gotta have a game. And what Brock did? He threw for 3 touchdown passes and no picks. 18-28, 255. That's what he did in that game, and he scrambled his ass off for first downs. That was a gotta have a game. Was the Dallas Cowboys a gotta have a game?
Yes.
Oh yes, it was. And what did he do in that one? Scramble for 56 yards? And he threw for 260 and another touchdown. Was last Sunday a gotta-have-it game? It was, coming out the bye week. It was a gotta-have-it game. And he threw for 353 and 2 touchdowns to let him on the game-winning drive with one time. And it was perfectly executed the entire drive. So you know what? He's getting better as the team is getting healthier. Yes, a quarterback needs his weapons. Go look at Baker Mayfield. Go ask him. And 650 and Cupcast Business right. If the special teams did hold up all year, we'd be having a different conversation. They'd be 7-2. We talk about do they need home field or not? Just saying.
If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
You go.
Shout out Lo Neal. It's all right. Brock has enough time to turn around this season for the 49ers. I've just been skeptical of his play this season. That's all I'm saying. And you know what? Patrick Mahomes, to Rich's point, has not had a great season. Brock's had a better season than Patrick Mahomes. But you know what's the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy? I saw Patrick Mahomes do it last year and won in the Super Bowl.
I know.
And his best weapon was an old man Travis Kelce and a rookie named Rashee Rice and a rookie in Isaiah Pacheco. That's what he did.
Ponce, before I pass you this, let's get legal.
Second year, I guess, was Pacheco.
Listen to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I'll ask Antonio in Oakland. Hey, Antonio in Oakland, is Brock Purdy playing well enough to win the Super Bowl right now? What up, Antonio?
He just has to play a tiny bit better. But I think he is, though, man. Like, has he played bad? No, but he's made a lot of plays, man. Like, that play, the Kittle, whoo, man. And then, like, he has underrated short area quickness, man, and very great accuracy. He's getting better and better, man. It's his third year. He's going to be in the MVP convo. I'm not saying he's going to be better than Lamar and win it over him, though, but he'll be right there, man. I think he's a top five quarterback in the NFL. That's my opinion. Shout out to Phil Mo Mike for that shout out. I'm Bay Area native. Man. Just like.
You might get an award, Antonio. Antonio, you might be the roaster of the year. You're in a conversation.
Thank you. I love it. Heck yes, have a little war show. Why not?
Hey, you're going to come to. Hey, we're going to have an award show out and about. You coming?
Yes, I'll be there.
We're probably going to have some free grub, some free drinks. I don't know. It's going to be big, Antonio. You know how we do it. We do it big out here in the Bay. Real quick, who you feel better about, the Warriors or the Niners right now?
I feel better about the Warriors. Just by some, by 1% more. I believe in both teams.
See, you're like me. I believe in both teams, too. Why can't we believe in both?
Because that's not the question.
Why do we have to pick an either or? You know, like we go to Baskin Robbins, like, you want vanilla or strawberry? I want both. I like both.
Yeah, but you got to feel better about one more than the other. I like strawberry more than I like vanilla.
I like them both mixed up. It's good. It's nice little balance. I like balance in my life.
Stephen Curry's not playing quarterback in the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm like the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. I like balance. Okay.
You're Thanos. Perfectly balanced as all things should be. By the way, Brock Purdy in MVP odds currently at DraftKings. He has the 8th best MVP
odds.
That's
not bad.
Plus 2,200. Can you name the 7 players above him, Bonte?
I'll name them right now. Lamar Jackson.
Favorite. Minus 110 currently.
Josh Allen.
Yep, number 2 at plus 350.
Jalen Hurts.
Yep, he's the 4th best odds at plus 1,200. We're doing MVP odds currently. Yep. Brock Purdy, 8th.
Joe Burrow's on this list?
Joe Burrow is on the list. He is number six at plus 2,000.
Wow, so that's four. So, all right. Mm-hmm. So I got three more to name?
Correct. Missing number three, number five, and number seven. The odds.
Number three, number five, and number seven. Is Justin Herbert on this list?
He's not.
Oh, okay.
Number three.
All right. Blew that one. There's nobody from Green Bay because they're not healthy.
No.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. He has the fifth best odds at plus 1,500.
Okay.
So number seven and number three.
Number five.
Is Kirk Cousins on this list?
Kirk Cousins is not.
Okay.
On this list. He's at plus 4,000. He's always
I'm missing two guys.
Think of the best teams in the NFL.
Patrick Mahomes is on this
correct.
List?
He has the third best odds at plus
750. Really? He's not having a great year.
He's not.
It's a joke. Jaden Daniels?
No, he's on the outside looking in. He's right past Brock. With that performance yesterday, he drops down to plus
750. I said Josh Allen.
Not mentioning a guy that is a Bay Area native.
Jared Goff?
Yep.
Plus he's up to five picks. I thought about that.
Yep.
Wow.
But that record with the Lions, I think he's
Derek Henry's not on that list?
It's pretty surprising, right?
Yeah,
Derek
it's a
Henry's
joke.
At plus 5,000.
It's a disrespect to running backs.
But
it really
got,
is.
I mean, Lamar's having an incredible
year. He is. Lamar's going to win it. Lamar's, my gosh.
The third MVP.
This might be Lamar's year.
You know, back to back.
Might be Lamar's year. We got four down territory, right? Let's get to four down territory. We're a little late on that. Let's get to four down territory.
When the stakes are high.
It's scary hours for teams out there playing the 49ers this year on Sundays.
And you need a play to be made.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
You are in four down territory. The four biggest takes of the weekend on the Morning Roast.
I love this segment, by the way. This is honestly, we're doing the segments. This is my favorite segment. It's anywhere football related, Sam. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Let's start off with
first down.
So, guys, a couple weeks ago, we did some grades for the Niners. You know, we grade the quarterback, the receivers, the D linemen, all that stuff. There is one group that I think we kind of forgot to give grades for, and that's the rookie class. What's your grade for this current crop of 49ers rookies so far this season?
I give them A+. I give them A+. Renardo Green's coming on. He's getting a lot of snaps. Dominic Pooney. I mean, have we said anything about him? When you don't talk about offensive linemen, that's a good thing. It's like not talking about referees after an NBA game. Dominic Pooney's been awesome. Rookie right guard out of Kansas has been awesome. Haven't heard a peep about him. Tatum Bethune, I think, is going to be a player soon. And then you got the Jacob Cowing. Now, Jacob Cowing's had a mixed bag on a punt team. Punt return fumble against the Rams. They recovered it. The muff punt last week wasn't entirely his fault. But you know what? This rookie class right now is really, really good, Spinoni. I'm giving them A+.
I mean, are you kidding? When you get contributions from all of these guys, it means you nailed it. Like, you're looking for at least one or two.
Yep.
And then that could be sustainable for years to come. What do you get? First-round pick, Ricky Pearsall.
Yep.
Making plays. Second-round pick, Renardo Green.
Mm-hmm.
Making plays. Third-round pick, Dominic Pooney. Been one of the best guards, even as a rookie, in the NFL. Round four, Malik Mustafa. Makes plays. Round four, Isaac Garendo. You had to lean on him for a little bit. Now Christian McCaffrey's back, but you got depth there now. Going back to the Warriors, depth. All of these guys, dare I say, we might be looking at the best draft class the 49ers have had under John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan.
It's just possible.
Pure depth-wise, how could you not? It's unbelievable, really. Now, is that going to rear its ugly head as, you know, inexperience goes on and on? But, hell, they're just getting more experienced by week by week by week. And Ricky Pearsall, that's the guy right now, your first-round pick.
I think it's,
a lot of people are like, huh? That guy?
Well, I see it now. I'm expecting a big one from him this Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. By the way, Dick Fan, KJR Radio in Seattle. He's going to join us in about 13 minutes to talk some Seahawks Niners.
Yeah, I'm also going to give this rookie class an A because it's just up and down the board. It's been great performances all around. Dominic Pooney, man.
You know, what a stud.
He's just, the only time we talk about him is to praise him. So
second down.
All right, guys. So the NFL was in Germany this last weekend for that super exciting Giants-Panthers game that we all woke up for.
Terrible game.
So the UK, Germany, Mexico, Canada, and Brazil, they've all hosted NFL games. What country should be next on the list of places the NFL goes to?
Let's go to Africa. Let's go to Africa.
Just the continent. The rains.
Just the continent of Africa.
Do you want to go to Dubai?
Am I right, Cup?
Well, Josh Harris might. owner of the Washington Commanders. Yeah, Bob Myers, by the way, sitting next to him yesterday.
Yeah, I did see Big Bob. Can we go to Tokyo?
I'm not mad at that.
They played preseason games in Tokyo, early 90s. The Niners went out there a couple times, and that's where Terrell Davis got discovered, I think, for the Denver Broncos. He made a big play on special
teams.
The
time zone has to be a factor. I feel like Tokyo might be a little tough.
Ooh, I like this. 408, Comcast Business Text Line. How about Samoa? Think about how many NFL players come from there.
That would be a good one, actually.
Then you get all the singing and all the dance, and you get the haka dance. Oh, yeah.
For New Zealand, too. You can also do that as well.
Yeah,
the dream scenario with Gladiator 2 coming out, guys, it's Rome. It's the Coliseum, baby.
Can they retrofit the Coliseum for that one?
I think they can.
No, I don't think so.
Just bring the Oakland Coliseum and drop it there.
I don't think that's happening.
I think that Coliseum's going to last longer than our Coliseum.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
It's third down.
All right, guys, so you know when in every week you see that graphic of, the playoff positions, and then you see those teams that are in the hunt. Currently, right now, the teams that are in the hunt in the AFC, Colts, Bengals, Dolphins, and the NFC, Niners, Bears, Rams, Seahawks, Bucks. Of those teams, which team of those teams is the best bet to make the playoffs of those teams that are in the hunt? I'm going to take the Niners off the board for this one just so we can't give a homer answer.
So, go ahead, Spadone.
Okay, we'll start with the AFC real quick.
Colts, Bengals, Dolphins.
Yeah, I go Bengals. I just, with how well their quarterback's been playing, they've been in almost every single game that they've played. I don't think much of the Colts, they're in shambles. Shane Steichen doesn't know what he's doing with the quarterback positions. They're going back to Anthony Richardson after going to Joe Flacco for God knows why. Denver Broncos, that was a gut punch loss for them last week where they felt like they should have won, blocked kick there late. Bo Nix has been okay. I just don't think their offense is good enough. I like where the Chargers are at, but if there's a team that's going to make a surge here, I think it is the Cincinnati Bengals. And then in the NFC, listen, it's the Rams or it's the Niners. And
well,
I think that
Niners off the board.
Oh, Niners off the board. Yeah. But I'm saying it's the Rams or the Niners. So if I can't take the Niners,
you're taking the Rams.
I'll take the Rams there. I don't think much of the Seahawks and not Tampa Bay either.
Nah, nor the Bears. I'm gonna take Rams and I'll take Bengals, even though we're going to learn a lot about the Bengals this Sunday night in L.A. against the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh. Mm. Nobody's talking about Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers. And I'll give Justin Herbert some credit. He's starting to play better and better and better under Jim Harbaugh, Ladd McConkey. They got something brewing down there in Charger land, and that's a real defense. So Sunday, we're going to find out a lot about it. Yeah. But for now, I'll take Bengals and Rams.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Bengals there. Colts with Anthony Richardson, it's just not happening. Dolphins are just total doo-doo right now. NFC, I'm going to go Bucks. There you get Mike Evans back soon. I think that's still a very good football team, and they're in a division that I think is very winnable for them. So finally,
fourth down.
Guys, in order for one of these in-the-hunt teams to make the playoffs, one of the teams that are currently in playoff position have to miss the playoffs.
Ooh.
What team in playoff position right now will not be in the playoffs?
Ooh, I'm going to go with... Well, I can't believe I'm going to do this after arguing with Shasky so much about it. I'll go Commanders and Broncos out of the playoffs. Commanders, Broncos out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not a believer in the Broncos either. I think the Steelers, Steelers are going to win that division. They're locked up. Texans, by virtue of just their division as well, I think they're just going to win. Colts aren't going to do anything. Titans aren't going to do anything. So I'd have to go the Broncos as well. And then in the NFC, I need to see a little bit more with the Cardinals.
Okay.
I need to see a little That's bit fair. More with the Cardinals.
That's fair.
I think we're everyone's once they start crowning, Kyler Murray in the MVP conversation.
That's fair.
Let's see it. Let's see
That's
it before
fair. The Cardinals is a good one. That's a good call.
I'm agree with you guys on the Broncos there. I think they're just there because someone has to be the seventh seed in the AFC right now. In the NFC, I think the Falcons are going to fall apart down the stretch. Ooh. I think the Bucs are going to come in and they're going to steal that division away from them. The Falcons will be watching the playoffs from home.
Don't forget. Bucks are two games behind the Falcons. However, the Falcons swept the Buccaneers, so they have the tiebreaker.
Three games.
Yeah, really. So the Falcons have to really choke. All right, Dick Fan from KJR in Seattle. That was four down territory right here on the morning roast. We got one last segment to go. Dick Fan, We'll get a Seattle perspective on what's going on with them. How confident are they in coming down to Levi's Stadium and trying to get a win here to keep their season alive? Dick Fan, KJR Radio in Seattle coming up. He's a friend of the program. And that'll be brought to you by Save Mart and Lucky California.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.